You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. On Miami Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations between local people who went to the StoryCorps booth in Dayton in 2014. Today, we hear Cecilia Long interview her friend and neighbor, Mary Ellington, about her history in Dayton and efforts to preserve the Wright Dunbar neighborhood.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you got to be in Dayton, Ohio?
Well, I was born in Gary, Indiana, and my mother died when I was about a month before I was 13, and she and her sister that lived in Dayton, Ohio, had made an agreement that if anything happened to her, that I was to come to Dayton, Ohio, and live with my aunt and uncle. So in 1943, I moved to 39 Horace Street, and I've been there almost continuously since then, which is 70 years.
You are so totally dedicated not only to the neighborhood, but to the city of Dayton with all of your volunteer work. Tell me, what made you begin to get so active in the neighborhood?
C.J. McLean got me involved in the priority board system.
Okay.
Well, it was actually the model cities in those days. That was the start when they were trying to have a mechanism for the underserved people to be heard in the community
okay.
when it came to making decisions about their life and their neighborhoods. So after he got me involved in the Model Cities program, I just went from there.
Besides wanting to help people, are there other reasons that drive us or drive you to be involved in the neighborhood or in the community? Because you're involved in more places than just Wright Dunbar Village.
I guess it's something that you're either born with or you're not born with it.
Okay.
And as a child, my mother just always told me that, you know, you're supposed to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And over in Gary, Indiana, everybody was pretty poor.
Right.
So we had to kind of pull together to survive.
Okay. Some people volunteer with bigger organizations, but you volunteer to help this neighborhood to be more than it can be.
Well, this neighborhood was kind of my baby. Now, I'll mm-hmm. tell you briefly, mm-hmm. you know, you didn't go into the part of how we got to where we are.
Right.
It's a bicycle shop.
Okay.
But you do realize that this neighborhood is only what it is now because of that bicycle shop.
Oh, really? How is that?
Well, a person I met that died recently,
mm-hmm.
he was doing the research, and he found that this was the last thing left in Dayton, Ohio, mm-hmm. that the Wright brothers' hands had been on.
Okay.
So then he had to fight with the city to stop them from tearing it down.
Okay.
And about that same time, they were making a Miami West plan to tear this whole neighborhood up. And because of the little neighborhood association we had, which had about five little old ladies in it, mm-hmm. that gave us a base to start from to tell the city they couldn't tear it up.
Mm-hmm.
So now if we want to talk about something I guess I'm really proud of,
okay.
it's the fact that we were able to turn the city around and save our neighborhood.
So
and that was a positive thing, but I had to go from door to door mm-hmm. with flyers and tell the people they had to come out of their houses because they were getting ready to run a bulldozer over our head.
Okay.
So with that being said, I started having meetings in my house so we could do our strategic planning.
Okay.
And when I'm dead and gone, that's my legacy.
That was Mary Ellington and Cecilia Long of Dayton. This Miami Valley StoryCorps interview and many others can be found at WYSO.org. Today's interview was edited by Veterans Voices producer Ann Moore.